BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello?
If you want to get up, get down like this. Wake up.
With the wake up every day.
With Scott Mills.
With the wake up every day.
Good to go.
The Radio 1 breakfast show with Scott Mills.
Get up.
With Will I Am. Wake yourself up.
Smells in here now. Wake yourself up.
I do love a bit of Scott.
Good morning. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. What even day is it?
It is Bumbaloa Wednesday.
Is it?
Yeah, which I don't know if we should cancel today because that's normally for halfway through the week. And for most people listening right now, I know there's a lot of heroes who've been working the last couple of days. For most people right now, if they're going back to work today, it's not halfway through the week. So I don't know really what the rules are.
I like it you texted me last night going, are we on tomorrow? I was like, yes, we are, yes.
No, because it was in my diary, but something didn't feel right. Because I was in the pub last night and I was thinking, do you know what? I'm sure we're on the radio tomorrow morning, but it didn't feel like we would be at the time because everyone in the pub was just doing Christmas.
It's like a text at, what was it, like 9 o'clock last night going, are we on tomorrow? I was like, yeah, we're definitely on.
Yeah, so I had to pull the parachute and leave.
Oh, right, okay. Did you think for a minute that we weren't going to be on today? Yeah, you did.
No, what I was thinking is that something didn't feel quite right. And I'm not wrong. It's Wednesday already.
I know, that's weird.
It's like first day back.
Anyway, hope you're right this morning. It's Scott here and Chris. And we are back on for this week on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Is anyone there? Hello? Hello?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Morning. It's 6:39.
Scott Mills 1.
Hello, Rob in Newcastle, who loved our bangers show so much on Christmas Eve that he listened all day yesterday as well in his car. He was driving around. 6-hour show on Christmas Eve. It was good, to be fair.
Yeah, it was good. And, loads of people were messaging us saying how much they enjoyed it. So massive big up if you were listening.
So much good music on that show. If you want to catch it again, it's on BBC iPlayer radio app for you to enjoy again. Scott and Chris's Christmas bangers. I hate this bit because it's like Christmas is off now. That's it.
Yeah, it's like the gap between Christmas. Mm. Yeah, the Christmas and the New Year.
Also, good morning, Tank. En route from Maidstone to Milton Keynes for an 8-hour ski lesson. Enjoying Radio 1 this morning. Some people are like, oh, you're recorded, you're not live. I don't know how to prove it. I'm doing shout-outs to people.
Yeah. Yeah, but you could be making them up, couldn't you?
But, if this was, like, recorded 2 weeks ago, that would be weird. People are texting in now. Look.
Pre-recorded.
Not pre-recorded. Tim, been working all over Christmas since the 22nd. Now it's his last shift for 6 days. Good one. And good morning, Shayna.
Hello.
Prove to me that you're live.
I'm here. I'm live. I'm on the way to the airport, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, where are you going?
New York.
Whoa.
No way. What, like right now?
Right now, yeah. I'm on the M25.
Okay, what's the occasion?
It's my 21st birthday today.
Whoa, yes. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And many more.
So is this a present?
Well, kind of. We did book it quite a long time ago in March, so I've been waiting. I haven't been on the summer holiday. This is our holiday for the year.
You must be so excited.
Yeah, really excited.
Have you got any plans when you get there?
Tonight we're going out for a meal, as it's my birthday, but we've kind of got a book of everything that we're going to do throughout the week. So, yeah, it should be fun. We're there for New Year. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
So cool. Don't do a Home Alone. Whatever you do.
Oh, no.
I've caught up, Scott. I've watched the second Home Alone now.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, because I know everyone was saying that it's better than the first, which I disagree with, but I watched the second one where there's all the drama. He ends up in New York.
Yeah, at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel.
Which is actually probably what you're aiming to do, Shayna.
Yeah, I've watched it about 5 times this year just to see New York. So.
Yeah, try find the pigeon lady when you're there.
I'll try and find her. I'll text you a picture.
Yeah.
Do you not find though when you're about to go somewhere, like I watch films with the place in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad gave me Hitch to watch as well.
Yes.
And the one with Will Smith.
You need to go into that, even if you go into like the foyer or the reception of that hotel in Home Alone, go in there. It's called the Waldorf Astoria.
Maybe I'll find Donald Trump in there.
Let's hope not. I hope you've got like a full itinerary though. That's what I do, don't I, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I literally like write plans for the whole week.
Yeah, well, I've got a whole book and it's got New York on the front, and we're pretty booked up.
Yeah, you sound like you're sorted. Also, you've played an absolute blinder here. This little gap between Christmas and New Year's, off to New York. Nice
bored,
one.
Everyone's bored and not doing anything, so I thought perfect time.
Who are you going with?
My boyfriend Charlie.
Awesome. Well, say hi to Charlie.
I will do. He said hello.
Have an amazing time. You sound like you've got it all sorted.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. After the after
party. Oh, rubbish New York knowledge. It's the Crown Plaza Hotel, not the Waldorf Astoria. That's annoying because I went to the Waldorf Astoria thinking that it was that one.
Oh, so you've had a picture there?
Yeah, I did.
The wrong one? Oh, rubbish.
Yeah, in the foyer, I was like, here's me in the Home Alone Hotel. Not the same one.
Also, what are you saying about DT there, Donald Trump? Because you do see him in Home Alone in a sort of younger state, don't you?
Right.
Keen? Not keen.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it was mad. When I saw Home Alone 2 and he popped up, I was thinking, oh my God, Donald Trump, he's now president.
In the lobby, yeah.
But I was thinking, that's
not yet,
him,
but he is soon.
Yeah, but that's him quite young, isn't it? He was a lot younger then. I'm saying, right?
Did I fancy Donald Trump?
That's basically
no,
what I'm asking.
Absolutely not.
But not even if before president times.
No. Like, I don't even know what you think my type is, but it's not that.
No, it's just interested.
No.
But also, he is one of those that looks old even when young.
Yes.
See also, Stormzy.
True.
Isn't he?
In it, though.
Yeah.
See also, Bruce Forsyth.
Yeah. Yes.
Never seen him. Right.
Always looked old.
Have you ever seen Bruce Forsyth look young?
No.
Doesn't happen, does it? Always been old. If any other celebrities have always looked old, text us on 81199. Just trying to get some reaction here, Chris. The Scott Mills Daily. Do any cooking over Christmas?
I did. We had to do this thing where members of the family were tasked with cooking various things.
Right, what was yours?
I had cheesy leeks. So I found a recipe for that online.
Is that it?
Cheesy leeks and sprouts.
Right, and that was your contribution.
Which was a bit of a hospital pass, wasn't it? Because no one likes them. So we're sat around the table, everyone's having lovely dinner, and everyone, it was a real sort of, what's that phrase, circle? It was like everyone was admiring each other's food.
Right.
And saying, oh, isn't your turkey lovely? Look what you've done, doesn't even taste like turkey.
Yeah.
Which I always think is an odd phrase, because that was surely the aim for it to taste like turkey.
Well, yeah, we're having turkey, so I kind of want it to taste like turkey.
Oh, it doesn't even... good.
It doesn't taste like turkey. It's really
so
nice.
Good. It doesn't even taste like turkey, right? And someone else is like, oh, your potatoes are amazing. Look what you've done with your cauliflowers.
Also, how amazing can potatoes be? Let's be honest.
Yeah, well, no, that said, they were nice roast potatoes.
Yeah,
but the thing is with the sprouts...
There's a certain limit, right?
People don't like sprouts, so even with what I did with them... and there's only so much you can do.
What did you do?
No one was like, oh, Chris, tell you what, those sprouts, they don't even taste like sprouts.
These are best sprouts I've ever had.
They don't even taste like sprouts.
I did a turkey curry for my mum last night.
Did you?
Left it on too long, though.
See, you've had a right year cooking-wise.
I tried.
You could never do that.
No, like never. But at least I gave it a go, like from a recipe as well.
Yeah, amazing.
That's new for me. Another person that's always looked old, Morgan Freeman. You've never seen him look young. Think about it.
And
you haven't?
Lucas Graham as well.
Also, never seen him look young. And here's his one hit, 7 years on BBC Radio 1. Apparently I've always looked old. That's not true.
I'm just doing this thing where you Google pictures of people when they were looking young, when they were young, right? So people like Alan Sugar.
Alan Sugar's young. A really good one. What do you look like?
Oh, it's incredible. You should see the hair on him.
Really? Also, it makes sense that Lucas Graham has always looked old because his dad was trying to marry him off at 11.
Yes, true.
According to Lee, of course, from Devon. It's very true. Trevor McDonald off the news. Always old.
I'll have a look.
Have a look. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. I'm ashamed to even have you in my contacts book. Time to wake up. Get out and take your dogs with you, you pirate. Stand up,
Buzz. That's a good wake up. Well, I quite fancy Scott today. Radio 1.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Oh, good morning. How are you? For a lot of people, this is the first day back at work. Some people are working the gooch in between Christmas and New Year.
So you've gone there with the name that we sort of informally call this period between Christmas and New Year's. Uh-huh.
So good morning if you are working today. Another person that's always looked old, Jeremy Clarkson. Fact.
Really? I'll Google the young pic of him.
Find a picture of Jeremy Carter looking young. Doesn't happen. That's from Carl Adams.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
For some reason this morning we've gotten to the subject of celebrities that have always looked old. Michael Caine. Always been old.
It's true, but for me, Alan Sugar, if you're going to Google anything this morning... Type in Alan Sugar young into Google. It's incredible.
Is it the same just with hair?
Yeah, but it's like quite big hair.
Right.
Looks a little bit Tom Jones-esque.
Dame Maggie Smith.
Oh, really? Another one?
Always old.
Also, when you see, going back to Alan Sugar, sorry, you see him posing with old computers as well.
Yes.
So through the ages, the computers get better as well.
Right.
It's always Alan Sugar posing with a computer.
Amazing.
Massive hair and big computers.
It's 7:12 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Good morning, it's Scott here with Chris. Hey, Karen in Northern Ireland's been on. Keen to know what you got your girlfriend in the end for Christmas.
I actually pulled it out of the bag. Well, we went shopping very last minute, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Go on.
It was all fine.
This is all me, by the way. I sorted it.
Well, it was actually, for all the criticism you gave me, it was kind of like a gift voucher. Wasn't it?
No.
But it was... Yes, it was.
It wasn't a gift... Well, okay, yeah.
Well, it kind of is, but for something to do with nails.
Yeah.
But you said it was really good.
Yeah. Did she love it?
Yeah. She really liked that.
Yes.
She really liked that. But actually, what ended up happening was, leaving it so last minute, I kind of had to throw money at the problem, didn't I?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
So I had to pay for a friend to go as well, which is something we had a minor disagreement on.
But did you put the note in that I said?
I put the note in.
Yes, yeah, you see?
So that all works well. And then I got something else as well, but I can't remember.
Sunglasses.
Oh, sunglasses. Yeah. Yeah. Which you chose.
Yeah. Did she like those?
Shouldn't say that.
Did she like... she'll be listening now.
Actually told her I shopped alone.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Did you really?
Yeah, but she won't be listening
now.
It's all fine.
I chose those for her.
I know you did.
Did she like them?
I know, that's the truth of it. But I'm not going to tell her that. Merry Christmas. Here's a present my friend chose for you. It's weird.
But she'll know that anyway.
She will
know that.
She might know that. But it'd be rude to say, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but she'd be like, he would not choose these sunglasses that good on his own. She would think that, right? She would.
Okay, well, that's harsh.
Well, she would. Did she like the voucher, though?
She loves the voucher. We'll be using that soon.
So I said, like, put a little note in saying... You and insert friend's name.
Plus one.
Yeah.
Not another guy.
Come for whatever it is, a nail session.
Yeah.
And you put that note in.
Yeah.
And she loved it.
Well, I wrote it in a Christmas card.
See, yeah. I know what girls want.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Echo Smith on Radio 1. 7:18. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Scott. How's it going?
Very good. Now, we spoke to you last week and you were in your office all alone on the eve before Christmas Eve.
Yes, yeah, just set some good records on the chair sliding Christmas Olympics. I got about 8 feet of a slide, it was pretty good.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah, no, this is the game that I was suggesting, Scott.
What's the game?
You know, chair Olympics. It's if you're really bored and you've got a chair on wheels at your desk, what you can do is kind of try fling yourself forwards or backwards if you'd like to jazz things up a little bit and just see how far you get. Just kills time.
Yeah, I went for the backwards technique. It proved pretty good.
Did you? You've just got to be careful that you don't hit something and end up going backwards.
I had to watch out for the office Christmas tree. It was proving a bit of a problem.
New Year's Eve is imminent then. What's the plans?
Probably just go to a party. There's talks of going through to the street party through in the capital, through in Edinburgh. So quite possibly that'll be the shout. Me and my mates are always last minute though, so I hesitate to think what could happen between now and then.
Are you working this week?
No, I'm not back till the 4th. Thank God, yeah.
Boom. Okay, today's Real or No Real is on... Let's see if you think these are real or just made up on the spot a few minutes ago.
Radio 1's Matt Edmondson took Christmas games to the next level this year by building a game show set in his conservatory.
Now, Matt Edmondson, if I know any Radio 1 DJ, is the one that will have a conservatory.
And he's quite a meticulous, methodical man.
He is.
So,
do you know, just before Christmas, me and Chris went for a drink with Matt Edmondson.
A rare drink with Matt Edmondson, I should point out.
And he is a fascinating man. I actually really enjoy talking to him. I like finding out what's in his brain.
Mm.
What's his tipple? What's his take?
Water. We went to the bar probably 3 times. And, I mean, he's a cheap date. We were like, Matt, do you want anything? He's like, no, I'm fine with the water, thanks. And nursed the same water for the whole hour and a half.
Yeah, but I think that's why his chat is particularly good.
Always a very sharp mind, you know?
Yeah. He is obsessed with games, Sean.
Obsessed with TV formats. Like, he was showing his videos on the phone of, like, look at this one from America, and you can win $2 million. He loves a game show. And also, he's a bit of a TV geek because that's what he does for a job. So I think that this is completely plausible that he would have a whole massive TV set in his conservatory so that all the family can come around and play games like they're on the telly.
Well, my theory is it won't just be the conservatory. I reckon his whole house is designed around the game Cluedo. So he can play it live in his house. So, for example, I haven't played the game for years, but you know how you've got the drawing room, the kitchen, bedroom.
Is he Colonel Mustard?
He rolls around his house pretending to be Colonel Mustard and with some lead piping. I mean, I'm not suggesting he takes things further than that. I just like the idea that... I just like the idea that his house is themed like a Cluedo game.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that's what he's aiming for, Scott?
Yes.
He only moved into this house not that long ago, really, a year ago or so.
I think there's an invite for you to be Reverend Green, Scott. I think so.
Okay, Sean, you're saying Scott's quite Reverend Green. Is that just because you can't remember any of the other characters?
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
Real or no real, Matt Edmondson took Christmas games to the next level this year by building a game show set in his conservatory.
I'm going to say real. He likes to entertain. He likes to do things. But I'm going to say real.
Oh, it's got to be real, this.
That one is no real.
Entirely made up. It's a completely normal house. But you know he's got all the board games out on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I'm a bit disappointed in that.
Sean, you got a bit more time to spend on real or no real with me, have you?
Yeah, I've got a few minutes.
Okay, wait there. We'll do some more after this.
Let down...
Good morning, Scott Mills here. It's that weird bit between Christmas and New Year where you don't really know what it is or what day it is or what you're supposed to be doing. Should I drink or should I go to work? Catfish and the Bottlemen outside at 7:26. Sean's playing Real or No Real with us. Hi there.
Hey.
Right, should we have our next fact?
Yeah, let's go for it.
To see in the new year, Danish people stand on a chair... and then jump off.
Stand on a chair? There's a specific type of chair? Or are we just talking...
A normal chair.
Okay.
So, is this their version of Auld Lang Syne? I always struggle with Auld Lang Syne. So it comes on, and then you've immediately got to try get into a circle, cross arms, and then you sort of do this movement, Scott, with your arms, though, arms crossed over, sort of shaking up and down.
Yes.
Does that feel strange to you?
Or not to me.
No?
No.
No.
Why, is it strange for you, is it?
I don't know. I just don't... You only do it on New Year's Eve, so maybe it's a little bit unfamiliar to me, if you will. And then when the second song comes on after that, because that always lasts too long as well, and you're there just... Your arms going up and down, shaking away to the person next door.
Yeah.
And then it goes on and on and on. And then when the second song comes on, I just find it so awkward. Are you meant to carry on or do you break away? Or
I think you break away once the song ends, right?
Yeah, I go for that, yeah.
Now, I enjoy some of the traditions in Scandinavia. And I can imagine that this one is definitely one in Denmark where they stand on a chair and jump off in the new year. It's like in Sweden, Christmas Day, everyone just sleeps in. Christmas Eve's the big one. Like, they just have all the food... open all the presents on Christmas Eve, 25th. It's kind of a bit of a write-off, really.
So is it just before New Year's Eve happens, everyone gets up on a chair?
Yeah.
How strange.
Is there a certain time? Do they just all just do it at their own time?
Or everyone just finds a chair and just jumps off it.
What, Nan and everything?
Yeah.
Like, go on, up you go on
go
your
on,
chair.
Go on, Nan.
And she's expected to jump off?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm thinking about, like, the officials and members of Parliament and so on. You know, do they all just... Hold on a second, we need to stop the meeting here. Let's all just get on this chair and then, yep, that's it.
Everyone
okay,
does
then
it.
We can continue.
Yeah, the whole country.
What?
Real or no real?
I think no real. I'm struggling with this one.
I think you're right, Scott. I think they do have some quirky traditions in Scandinavia. So I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Oh, are you kidding?
So it happens every year in Denmark. Normally they're a fairly sensible bunch, but that all goes out the window on New Year's Eve. Crockery smashing and jumping off chairs are just two of the traditions you can take part in if you plan a New Year trip to Copenhagen. So the locals stand on chairs and jump off them at the stroke of midnight in unison, literally jumping forward into the new year to banish evil spirits.
That's mad. I'm surprised if everyone is doing it that doesn't cause a small earthquake.
Yeah, I was thinking that surely every single person in one country jumping on the ground at the same time, you've got to feel that somewhere.
You also smash up old tea plates, cups and other assorted tableware items. And if you go through the city streets of Copenhagen after midnight, you have to dodge all the broken crockery. At the end of that round of Real or No Real?
I got 10, Sean. Unlucky, mate. You got nothing.
Ah, struck out. Boo.
Listen, whatever you do for New Year, have a good one.
Yeah, you too, boys. Take care. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Sure. Nice to see you sober.
Be good.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. One BBC Radio 1. What are you doing for New Year? Do you know?
Why, are you inviting me somewhere?
Yeah, do you want to come to Halifax? No?
No.
Okay.
But because I take it you're DJing, right?
I am DJing in Halifax.
No, no.
Right, it's a real struggle, I don't know why, to find anyone to come with me. Like, no one's that keen. Everyone's got plans already, that's why.
Well, it's because New Year's is about everyone, not just you.
Okay. It's just an open offer there, but fine. BBC Radio 1. Good morning, it's 7.40 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. It's Scott in for Grimmy. And in case you're wondering, it's Wednesday. It's that weird bit between Christmas and New Year when no one really knows what to do with their lives. Good morning if you're working this morning, you hero. Clean Bandit coming up, the UK's official number one. Nothing says Christmas like Rockabye. And also Two Door Cinema Club. We kind of got a shout out on Five Live the other day. Do you know about this?
Well, is this the one with John Murray?
Yeah. So this is football, right?
This is football. Now, John Murray is someone that I know listens to this show occasionally.
Okay.
I think he follows us both on Twitter. I've seen him pop up on Twitter occasionally. So what happened?
Okay, let me play this to you and see what you think.
But the referee's brought it back for a free kick on the halfway line conceded by Livermore.
I'm still got over the fact that I bought a telly recently and found out that scarps are no longer used. Living in the past.
I only just learned out how to work them a fortnight ago. Scots, that's a Scott real blaster. Just gone. That's what some networks might describe as a who.
Yes, John.
Go on, John.
Scott leads.
Oh, he sounded ever so slightly embarrassed there. It's like he forgot where he was.
Yeah, just say it's Scott Mills on Radio 1. Say that.
So he's there with Pat Nevin commentating on the game. Scott leads pop up. What he really wants to do is shout, "Hello!"
But some networks might describe that as a bit of a who.
You see him just pull back at the last second there, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some networks. You know what you're talking about, John Murray. It's
Come
Radio
on, John.
1.
Just say Radio 1, John. Come on.
Next time.
Also, going back to our bangers show on Christmas Eve, we've been doing this Who Vent calendar up to Christmas, which is like an advent calendar, but with people or things that are a little bit in the past. Ho! And I just want to replay this, because I'm not sure whether I regret it or not.
It's not us who decides the Who Vent calendar.
True.
But it did get a slight backlash, it felt.
And it is something that was of its time.
The Who Vent calendar with Scott Mills. Ready, everyone? Stand by. Let's go behind door number 24.
Oh, it's a big one.
I think it was more the idea of him being the saviour of Radio 1.
Yeah.
Than so anything else. Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just thinking years to come, that'll be on all the Christmas albums.
That's a good point. So this will be like E17, which wasn't an actual Christmas song.
Like, in 2 years, if I'm still on, we'll be playing this and be like, hey, remember this one? Christmas number one in 2016.
I know, rubbish. Can we not add bells to it or something?
Well, maybe we should add, like, some sleigh bells or something, because, like, not Christmas, not to me. That was Clean Bandit and Sean Paul and Anne-Marie with Rockabye on BBC Radio 1. That is Christmas number one this year. Yeah. Good morning. If you are setting off for work quite soon, chances are you probably don't want to after Christmas. Daily struggle.
Lots of people go back today, though, and aren't, like, fully committed, half a day, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like, just go and turn up and, like, you're there in body but not in mind.
Yeah, but fair play to you if you are. Go on, you can do it.
Come on. Obviously, my mind and body are both here.
Yeah, same.
Cos on radio.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
A couple of people going like, oh, you can't hoo Chris Moyles. Like, when I leave Radio 1, I want to be hooed.
Yeah.
That would be an honour for me.
Once a year, on the date from the date you leave, the whole of the UK should join together just for a moment of hooing.
Yeah, and just like a rubbish clip of me, like being the worst on the radio. Scott Mills, hoo! That's what I want. That'd be an honour. It really would.
Yeah.
Good morning, this is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. It's 7.52, it's Scott in for Grimmy. Two Door Cinema Club and Bad Decisions.
I'm just catching up on emails here, Scott.
Yes.
I missed some emails from people saying, you know, it's dead nice, some people from work and that saying, just want to say Chris, Merry Christmas, been a great year, here's the 2017, stuff like that. Really it's nice,
really
right?
Really sweet, yeah.
And there's some people that you work with more than others, right? And you expect a personal email from them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to
expect it, but it's nice when you get one.
Yeah, well, yeah. It wouldn't be abnormal for me to be checking emails today and I've missed, you know, instead of a Christmas card, I've missed a message from them saying, hey, just want to say, you know, here's the 2017. Anyway, I'm just going through the emails and I wouldn't care about this if it wasn't from someone that I actually am working with quite closely.
Right.
Let's call him John.
Okay.
Right? So to me, clearly has sent the same email to absolutely everyone, right?
Right, right.
Which again, isn't the worst thing. I know it's quite annoying having to type out the same email again and again.
And what is it, like, Merry Christmas, another year's gone by?
Yeah, another year's gone by. Just want to send you good cheer, warmest wishes. It goes on like that. Mm-hmm. And then there's a link to some kind of card or something like that.
Right, cool.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Nothing says Christmas like an e-card.
Right? But at the top of it, it's, and not even in the same font as the rest of it, it says, Dear Jane.
Oh, it does.
And I'm tempted to reply.
Hang on a second.
You, and
is this
by the way,
John that I know as well?
Yes, the so-called John.
That we that do you, work that you for. Know.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm John.
Okay, fine. Yeah. I mean, you might as well have just said who it is.
I've got the same one.
Have you?
And Dear Jane.
Are you Jane as well?
Yes. J-A-Y-N-E.
Oh, okay, fine.
Dear Jane.
So he's obviously had a mare and just accidentally sent Dear Jane to absolutely everyone.
So do you think that everyone he works for is called Jane?
Oh, well, there we go. There we go. That's what's happened then.
I had a mare with the company that rhymes with Wapple over Christmas.
Yeah.
So I called the Wapple support line. And do you know what happens when you call it? Like, they try and personalise it. So it's like, it's obviously computer generated.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, hello. And then they say your name. Thank you for calling. Your call is important to us. But I was called Robin.
It was.
So it's like, hello, Robin. So I eventually got through to somebody and I was like, not Robin. And they were like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. We'll change that on the system. Then I called back a couple of hours later because it still wasn't working. Hello, Robin.
Why
still
do
Robin.
They do? Why is it that voices?
Why am I Robin?
Why is it always voices on these automated things are computer voices? Why can't they just do normal human voices?
Hello,
it is a human.
Hello, Robin. So I've been called Robin and Jane so far over Christmas. Jane Mills here on Radio 1, here's One Republic.
I'm holding on your own, got me 10 feet off the ground.
One Republic and Timberland,
hello.
And Apologise on BBC Radio 1. Good morning to Alicia in Oxford. Brother sent her a card that rhymes with woundpig.com and didn't change the title, so now says just Happy Birthday Jane on it. Also, someone says, a popular TV brand, which rhymes with Wham Song, had an automated system which picks up your voice. When asked to say my name, it then repeated back to me, hello, Colin. I'm a female called Holly.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, Lee. He's off to pick his wife up from Manchester Airport. Not seen her since before Christmas. He's saying that unwrapping's going to happen later. See, I don't want to know that. Why would you say that?
Do you know what I've just seen as well? Manchester Airport have just tweeted him, literally just tweeted him, saying, because we're at it in the tweet as well. Welcome her home from us, Lee. I always find it odd when whole buildings tweet as a person.
I agree. Like, I got a tweet once from Gatwick Airport, and it's like, well, you're not, like, you're an airport.
Yeah.
But that's weird, right?
I mean, it's great. It's like kids' TV, you know, where planes have faces on the front and stuff like that. It's a little bit like that.
Hello, Scott. Hope you enjoy going through us today. Love, Gatwick. That's weird.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Wake up!
Britney
Britney Spears.
Hello, Radio 1. Good morning, everyone.
Grab your towels. It's time to come together.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Good morning. Let's be honest, all the other stations I either recorded or the best of 2016. But we're on till 10 o'clock this morning.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Morning, Lewis. Lewis McGrath on Twitter, who's saying, is this really you? Are you two there or are you pre-recorded? Don't make me feel like I'm the only one at work. We're here, Lewis. Hello. Morning.
Yeah, it's very hard for us to prove, but we are here.
Yeah. Well, no, how would I be able to read out his tweet if I wasn't live? Also, Emma on the A59 saying, thank God you're there. I set off at 5:45 this morning for a 1.5 hour journey from my mum's house in Blackpool to my office in Yorkshire. Blurry-eyed, don't want to work, not sure what day it is. It's Wednesday, it feels weird, right?
Well, you should be there by now, then.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you really should be there by now. Maybe she is in Yorkshire
by now.
You've
gone the wrong way.
Yeah. Where are you?
Well, also, I hope that's not the case, but it does seem to me you're going the wrong way on the A59.
Yeah, turn round, do a U-turn where possible. Also, the Beauvilles have been on, saying, enjoying the show, just got off the ferry from Cherbourg, and now we have the wonderful task of driving to Nottingham. Oh, do you remember those days where my dad used to, where he went through a phase of having like a little cottage in France? I used to go over on the ferry all the time. Not for me. It's 8:15. Coming up, G-Eazy and Bebe Rexha. And I want to play now something which I heard again yesterday on Clara's Best of Live Lounge shows, which is so good. Clara's got more from 10 this morning, more live lounges. There have been some great ones this year. Mm. But I was just saying in the studio, what I love about this one is the slickness of it. The band is so tight. The vocals are on point. And I don't know whether there's any British artist that can match this. Like this kind of full-on American show that Bruno Mars delivers. Do you know what I mean? When you go and see a concert, and it's so tight and so slick.
Yeah, and he's a mix of being an absolute megastar with it as well.
Yeah.
Because I'm saying there's people that could potentially strive to get to that level.
Yeah.
And this isn't doing them a disservice, but Ollie Murs or someone like that, who's a bit of a showman.
Or Little Mix.
Yeah.
Like that amazing artist.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know what it is. It's like that American shine that you get, that kind of aura when they come onto the stage or they come into the room.
I agree. And even hearing this on radio, I was exactly the same. I was driving around yesterday when Clara played this.
Yeah.
And you can't help but move in your own car. It's like you become part of the backing singers or part of the band.
I just don't think performer-wise, like mainstream pop-wise, you don't get better than this.
And as far as Radio 1 Live Lounges go, surely one of the best last year.
So Clara's got more live lounges, more of the best of the live lounge from 2016 this morning from 10. Let's relive the one that she played yesterday from earlier in the year. This is Bruno Mars and Treasure. Good.
So good. You know the other thing I like about it, though?
Thank you.
The backing singers throughout it, when I was listening to this live lounge yesterday on Clara's show, they're allowed to just shout things whenever they want.
Yeah.
Often in the live lounge, when there's a singer there, the backing singers have to stand there in complete silence.
Yeah.
And then they do their bit and they do it amazingly. But what's amazing, they're so chilled in the background. Bruno Mars' ones, they're like, let's go.
Have you seen that clip of Mariah Carey when, like, the backing singer starts singing her bit? Because she's not very good at it.
Oh, this is one of your favourite.
Oh my God, it's
clips,
so good.
Isn't it? I think you played this to me last week.
Yeah. So she's singing. I think she's on like one of those breakfast TV shows in America, like Today or Good Morning America. Mm. And she actually sings, "Stop singing my part now, baby," in tune to the song. And later they were probably fired. That was Bruno Mars and Treasure from the Live Lounge. Magnificent.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning if you are on the way to work this morning. Good morning if you've just got in. There'll be a few people that have literally just got in now.
Oh, yeah. No, I had to pull parachute in the pub last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
And there'll be a lot of people asleep who aren't listening. Ian's on. He
He's like, I've had a great Christmas, but now I'm back to work and it hurts. He's in Carlisle this morning, I know. The first one back is rubbish. Also, Carter is delivering parcels in Yorkshire. And Lisa is on the way for a 12-hour shift in Norwich, being a nurse today.
Yeah, we should say hello to all the emergency services as well over totally. Christmas time who've been heroes.
Yeah. So it's 8:26. We have got bangers coming up in the next half hour. Great show on Christmas Eve, Chris. Well done. Congratulations.
Well done to you, Scott
Mills. Thank you. You can relive our banger show, by the way, all 6 hours of it on the BBC iPlayer radio app. I was quite proud of it, actually. Mm,
yeah, it was like, really good fun.
Such good music for like the whole 6 hours. Not one dud in there. We're going to play bangers again after 8:30. So I pick a song, Chris picks a song, you decide what gets on.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Did you see Christmas Day Top of the Pops?
No, I missed it. Any good?
Yeah, they showed Christine and the Queen's live lounge performance. And it just made me fall in love with the whole thing again. Tilted, Christine and the Queens, and Mr. Probs with Waves. One! Scott Mills here, 8:41, in for Grimmy on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Oh, Alice in Dorset. She says, good morning, Radio 1. I've only just woken up 3 hours late for work. Not a great start back after the Christmas break, is it? 3 hours late is hard to explain, I think. I mean, we've all been there, but it's a hard one to get away with.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Seen any EastEnders over Christmas?
No, but I saw your tweet yesterday.
Right, so what did you watch over Christmas? You didn't see Top of the Pops. You didn't see EastEnders. These are like Christmas staples.
I didn't really watch all that much TV over Christmas.
The Queen?
No, I missed that.
Oh. It was good, the Queen.
We had a game. We had this board game that we spent hours doing.
Whoever said that? The Queen was really good this year. Go on.
Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that.
No?
No.
Not for you?
No. I just don't find it funny.
Do you know what? It was all right, I think, for about 15 minutes. But about 2 hours in on this game, it was wearing.
Like, I get that it's supposed to be, like, edgy humour.
Yeah.
I don't think it's funny. It's too out there for me.
And often it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work.
Often with this, because the cards match up, you basically got to try and give the funniest answer.
Yeah.
But the problem is, when you haven't got a card that completes this funny answer, everyone's got to awkwardly laugh around something that's really not very funny at all.
This happened to me. If you've not played this game, Cards Against Humanity, you kind of had to match things up with your best answer.
Yeah.
But you're right. A lot of times it doesn't work. And in the pub before Christmas, we were playing it, and everyone goes, ha, 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 it's not funny.
And also, if you've got a card with just a rude word on, let's say the sentence is, the one thing I like to do before bed is dot, dot, dot.
A three-legged man. Just not funny.
Right. Kind of, okay. But
actually, that is quite funny.
But
that's quite a good one.
I was finding if you just put the rudest card down, even if it doesn't make any sense, but it's a rude word, people everyone go, was ha, like, ha, oh, you're so funny.
Also, not played it before. Got introduced to Monopoly on Christmas
You've
Eve.
You've never played Monopoly?
Never before, no.
That's
How
weird.
How boring is that? Literally the most boring game in the world.
I thought you'd love it.
I mean, you might be able to buy Bond Street soon. I don't care.
It's because you do a real-life Monopoly,
don't you?
No,
it's like it went on for like 4 hours, and eventually I opted out and got someone to take my place. my brother's like, you're done with this now. I'm like, yeah, I'm done. Thanks.
Did you have all the properties?
No.
No.
I had rubbish ones. Anyway, so I won't do that again.
But EastEnders.
But yeah, right. I'm concerned about the lack of geography knowledge in EastEnders over Christmas.
So what was going on? I saw you tweet along with this yesterday.
Right, so there's obviously some storyline brewing between... Well, something's going to happen between Roxy and Ronnie, you know? Like, I've read a lot of reports about how they're going to be, like, the big thing on New Year's Day episode. Or, yeah, like, something bad might happen. Anyway, so... someone needs to tell Roxy... because Ronnie's moving away, that she's not moving very far at all.
So where's she moving to?
She's moving to Ongar, which is in Essex. Now, I've looked it up. Where they're supposed to be, the fictional East London town where they're supposed to be in, which is Walford, is approximately 30 minutes away from Ongar in Essex. It's
right,
in the countryside in Essex, right?
Yeah.
It's literally 10 minutes from the end of the Central Line tube. But they're treating it like it's Outer Mongolia. Right, listen to this. This is their, like, little chat on the concrete when they were lying down last night.
I'm sorry, is there a point to this little pep talk?
Yes, there is. I want you to move to Ongar with us.
It's not far. They're talking like it's Australia, right?
Be able to see the stars in Ongar.
Oh, you can see the stars in Ongar because countryside...
Half an hour away.
Not, yeah. You can see stars half an hour away. What are you on about? It's not far.
For weeks, all you've been doing is putting distance between us.
Half an hour.
I'm not the one moving away.
I'm moving to Onga. I can't cope.
Don't.
It's
go
half
to
an hour
Onga.
Away. Probably quicker on the train. I don't understand what they're doing.
But it, yeah, so the storyline so far is that, well, from what you're telling me, one of them's moving far, far away, yeah, half an hour away to Onga.
Ronnie's moving to the other side of the world, 30 minutes away in Essex.
And that's the drama.
That's the drama of this particular Christmas episode. I thought the Christmas Day EastEnders was a bit meh. Because Phil was like, there was lots of things were like, oh, Phil's going to die. No. Oh, false alarm, he didn't. Boring.
Do you know what? We should talk a little bit about our Christmas special tonight. We're on TV tonight.
Oh, we are.
Did you forget about this?
Yes, I did.
Let's come back to it in a minute.
Right, we'll talk about this in a minute. Did you know, by the way, that EastEnders is set in a place called Walford?
Yes.
Did you know that? I tweeted about it last night and got loads of people going, well, where's Walford?
Yeah, but you know, you are aware Walford's not a real place.
Yeah, I know that. But, like, that is the place it's set in, right?
Yes.
Everyone knows that.
Did you not know that?
No, I knew that, but loads of people were like, what are you on about? Where's Walford? And it's like, okay. But everyone knows that, I think.
Mm.
It's a fictional place in East London and 30 minutes away from Onga in Essex. 20 minutes on the train. Roxy, Ronnie. Yeah, Matt's been on saying here to explain something very embarrassing to his nan on Cards Against Humanity over the Christmas period. That does happen when you get one of those slightly dodgy cards.
Mm.
That was Emily Sandé and Breathing Underwater on the Radio and Breakfast Show. Oof, I'm getting a massive Monopoly backlash. People love it, don't they?
Yeah, well, I think it's mad you've never played it.
People have been playing it for years. I've never played it until this Christmas, and I thought it was really average at best.
BBC Radio 1.
Vampire Weekend, A-Punk on Radio 1. Rebecca's been on saying, yes, Mills. Thought I was the only person who felt this way about Monopoly. So boring. Claire's been on going, well, you obviously didn't last long enough in Monopoly to start buying up all the properties. That's when it gets interesting, and you can charge people rent. I'd lost interest by then.
Yeah, and when you're winning, I mean, you're proper buzzing. When you're winning, Scott, you can just rinse absolutely everyone.
And how long is that into the game? About 8 hours, right?
It does take a while, yeah.
So long. I've got no patience with that. You know that.
Did you end up in jail?
I passed jail. I was visiting jail.
You passed jail.
I don't even understand.
You're such an amateur, aren't you?
I don't know what it is.
You think you get paid for passing jail?
No, I don't. Where's where you get £200? Is that when you go around once?
That's when you pass go.
Oh, so boring. Ugh. Also, it doesn't matter if you're 15 or whether you're in your 30s like myself, doesn't ever stop getting awkward when a sex scene comes on TV over Christmas,
yeah.
Right? So we were watching Gogglebox with, it was like me, my mum, my brother and his fiancé, and it was a bit of a racy scene from Pole Dark from earlier in the year. Just terrible. I had to leave. Like, I shouldn't be at my age having to leave the room still because my mum's there and something's happening in Pole Dark that I don't want to see with her.
Well, how does your family deal with it? Because
I cough a lot.
Because mine go quiet. I can imagine your mum talking along to it. Trying to make light of it, but still talking.
Or she'll be like, so what's the plan tomorrow then, Scott? What time are we leaving? I'm like, yeah, okay, we're all over-talking here because Pole Dark's on the TV.
And we just go quiet.
Oh, no, that's worse.
Yeah, so it's almost like we just, like, it's not happening.
Right. I generally have to leave the room, which I did immediately.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning. It's 9 o'clock and it's Wednesday. That's right, Wednesday. I know you don't know what day it is, so I need to tell you. It's that time of year, right? The fog is on in lots of places across the UK this morning. You can't see nothing. Put your hand in front of your face. You want me to see it? I left the house this morning thinking I was in Victorian times.
Oh, yeah?
Fog was on. I flashed an ankle at a passerby to try and get a lift to work.
One!
Scott Mills here, Jack and Sean, driving back from Pembrokeshire to Portsmouth. Hello, boys. And also, awkward TV moments with parents over Christmas. Man's been on from Southport. Was watching the uncut version of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo over Christmas with her dad. The bit with the tools came on, and her dad went proper northern. Oh, that's a bit Swedish, isn't it?
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio
1.
9:15, good morning, Cora.
Hello, Scott.
How was your Christmas, please?
It was lovely, thank you. How was yours?
Yeah, really good, thanks. With family and that. Played Monopoly. Boring.
Very long.
So long. Okay, yeah. What are you doing today? You back to work?
I am indeed, yeah.
Okay.
I work at a PA, a law firm, so I'm just on my way now. A little bit late, but Scott's rules apply. Take it easy today.
Okay, right. So no one decides when you've got to be in apart from you, right?
Well, that's the law, isn't it, today?
That's right. Well, you're a PA, a legal PA. You can tell me whether it's the law or not.
Okay.
I like that you're taking it easy today as well. Just ease yourself in, yeah?
Exactly. It's a podcast day.
Exactly.
Nice.
Really. Okay, so is it just you in the office today, or there'll be other people there as well?
There should be. Young man called David in the mapping room, so we'll probably have a laugh today.
And then what's plans for New Year's?
Nothing much. Me and my 12-year-old son will probably stay in and watch the fireworks from our flat. So.
Oh.
Nice
okay.
and cosy.
Where do you live?
I live in Birmingham, in a place called Castle Bromwich.
I know. Oh, someone's doing well.
You like Birmingham, don't you?
Yeah, I love Birmingham. You know that.
Yeah.
Right, it's a good night out of Birmingham. All right, here's what I've got for you today. Here's my banger. See what you think of this.
Fascination.
Yes.
Fascination.
Tune.
It's just the way we feel.
Alpha Beat, Fascination.
Fascination.
It's quite me, this, isn't it?
Very Scott Mills.
Very, very Scott Mills.
Jazz hands.
Oh, I'd love to hear this. Yes, Chris?
Oh, it is good. To be fair, that is a really good choice. Okay, you can have that banger, or you can have my choice.
Come on, Chris.
Some classic gym class heroes here.
Oh, I forgot about this.
Yeah, this is good. Get yourself back home.
I think I will, Chris.
So, Cora, it's up to you.
I won't prolong it. Yeah, I think we're going to go with Scott.
Yes.
Sorry, Chris.
Yes, don't worry.
Have a good day.
And you, take care, bud.
Love you, bye. Love. Oh, that reminds me of Happy Times on Radio 1, that does.
Yeah.
It really does. That is Alpha Beat and Fascination on BBC Radio 1. I've not heard that for such a long time.
No, it is a good song. And we're halfway through the week already.
Oh.
And you're 1-0 at Bangers. It's all very confusing around this time,
isn't
it?
Oh, see, I thought, that's really weird. I thought it was Monday. What day is it, Wednesday?
It's best of three this week,
right.
Isn't it?
Oh, that's confusing. But I think you deserve a win right?
Yeah, I agree.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Stu in Southampton says, Fascination by Alpha Beat made my trip to IKEA that more uplifting. Thank you. Probably going to buy a bookcase called Billy.
It's one of those you've got to let yourself go to, haven't you?
You've got to, like, fling your arms in the air.
It can feel a bit weird at first, but just go for it.
Also, don't normally watch them anymore because not the 90s, but at my mum's house... you know, you don't want to put like proper stuff on TV because people would get distracted while opening presents. So we put on one of the music channels, Ho, that just show videos. I think it was like, I don't know, maybe it was like Viva or something. Mm. Or like, MTV Hits or something like that.
Oh.
And it was Craig River Horwood doing his like best Christmas bangers.
Do you know what? I think I tuned into something like this, right?
Right.
And the bizarre lineup for it, right? So at one point, we had some people over, and you're right, we just wanted something in the background.
You just want music on, right?
Yeah. Turn on one of these channels. It was Rachel Riley's Christmas bangers.
Right. So they've all been on.
What?
I know. So Craver and Hall was there in like some dinner jacket going, hello, darling, here's my Christmas songs. And it was just bizarre.
Yeah, you know, the other one that I saw, the one before Rachel Riley's one, was Gino De Campo's Christmas bangers. It's like, how have they decided who's doing this? What a strange lineup.
I love it. Yeah, so we watched that for a while with Craig's Christmas bangers, including Leona Lewis, One More Sleep. Great video. Never seen the video before. Right, so what's the rules regarding being healthy versus still eating all the foods?
Oh, I think it's very transitional at the moment. Right. So I would say to everyone to start to try and wean yourself off
the cheese.
A little bit. We've cancelled Cheese Club in the mornings here. And
like, maybe don't have chocolate for breakfast, right?
Start to try and get a little bit of order.
See, my mum's come up to stay with me for a few days, though, and she's brought with her all the stuff I just don't have in my house. She's bought the biscuits, she's bought the crisps, like all that. And how am I supposed to say no? That's why I don't have it in my house. Oh, do you want some more mince pie, Scott? I actually don't. I actually went to the gym yesterday as well.
Did you?
Also, in the next half hour, we need to talk about our new hobbies that we're going to get in 2017. You and me, let's do this.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's a touch of your love.
One. Morning, Stephen from Lancaster. He says, did you see Coronation Street? I don't know why this is happening. Stop. Did you see Coronation Street over Christmas period? Tracy Barlow is playing the good old-fashioned game of Kaplunk. Ho! Anyway, I know you've got Christmas blues, so good luck with work today. Karen in Cambridge, her husband's gone back to work today with all the chocolates, like a massive bag full for the lads at the garage. And also, good morning to the Downey family. Sharon, Andrew and Alex, who's 11, travelling from Huddersfield to Scotland to visit family for a few days. Loving the tunes on Radio 1. OK, now you go.
BBC Radio 1. But it goes like... The Scott Mills Daily.
Completely forgot. Wow, you're dominating TV over Christmas. You were on Celebrity Mastermind the other night. And then tonight, totally forgot, it's our Robot Wars episode.
Mate, so excited.
How exciting.
So excited, because it was an interesting one, this one, wasn't it? Teaming up on something a little bit different. Yeah. We've done Pointless before. Quiz-based things are all well and good, but it's not our strong point. Our real strong point is building and destroying robots.
Robots, that's right. That's what I was born to do.
Best, one of my favourite things to film in that day, right? And it's an amazing arena that you get to fight these robots in. There's lasers everywhere. All that was cool. But earlier in the morning, we had to film sort of intro scenes.
They call them hero shots.
Yeah.
You know, like on X Factor, where like there's generally a wind machine and it's like, Rachel had a doji. And they turn around, it's like... And their headphones fall off.
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing. You know, like when they're, like, they just can turn to the camera. We had to do some of those. It's like, tonight, Scott and Chris take on these people. And we had to look moodily at the camera holding big spanners.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which we'd used, obviously, to construct our robot.
Always wanted to have one of these hero shots, if that's what we're going to call them. Yeah. Always wanted to do it, right? So when my moment came, basically, I secretly recorded you doing yours and you hold one spanner.
Yeah.
And the idea is it looks really awful in real time, but then it will get slow-mo and it will look dramatic.
Yeah, like tonight when you see it, I'll look well good and like well moody, and the spanner will just like gradually rise up to my face because it'll be in slow motion.
Yeah.
When you're filming it, you feel like an absolute salad.
But what I have just seen as well is, and this is breaking news, you've just put my one up and I told you not to do that.
Yes.
So I should point out, the face that I'm pulling in that is me trying to be serious.
With two big spanners in your hand.
I went for two spanners.
Yeah.
it's going to be so good.
They're on.
There's going to be so many things that people will be able to watch tonight and take the mick out of us for.
It's on 8 o'clock, BBC 2 tonight. It's us doing Robot Wars. Who'd have thought, eh? When we got there, we were like, we can't believe we're on Robot Wars. This is like iconic programme. We're up against...
We're up against some...
some heavyweights.
Do you know what? One of the pairs we're up against, the Brownlee brothers, you know...
Off the Olympics.
Yeah, off of GB Heroes.
Off helping a brother across the finish line.
Yeah.
And Susie Perry off of motorsport. Heavyweight.
Should also say, if it is on tonight, I'm not sure if it will be. I mean this specific bit. If they do show a shot of the drawing... of the robot, the drawing we handed over to an expert. If you do happen to catch that tonight, screen grab it, give it a look, tell us your thoughts.
Yeah, because we made a real good drawing.
and if it's made it on,
I hope it's made it on.
It'll be so good.
Do you think the producers will have noticed what we did to the drawing?
I'm not sure they noticed the weapon.
Right. So when we hand over the drawing of what we want our robot to look like tonight, please screen grab it and look carefully and see what you can see. Oh, such fun. 8 o'clock tonight, we're on Robot Wars on BBC Two.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning to Zoe, who's on Struggle Street this morning. First day back at work after Christmas. She's like, why have you done Robot Wars? Like, I cannot imagine you ever being good at this. Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, you don't think Scott Mills and robots, do you, really?
It was a great call-up for us.
I mean, if someone offers you the chance to do Robot Wars, you're going to do it, right? Fighting other robots, including the house ones, Sir Kill-A-Lot.
Also, growing up, this was one of my favourite TV shows. So when you said that there was a possibility we might be able to do it, I think I kind of persuaded you to do it.
Yeah. I wasn't sure.
And then you got right involved. And then we took it so seriously. Like, we both agreed, look, if we're going to do this... We're going to do this right proper. In fact, there's one point, and I really hope it makes it, where we caused a real scene there.
Oh, we need to apologise again for that. Because that was... They hated us. Like, there was a... you'll see it tonight, and I hope they leave it in. there's a thing where we maybe overstepped the mark and we didn't realise we were doing it, but a JCB had to come in and at least 10 engineers.
And we're really not playing this up. People hated us there for what we did.
Like, we wanted to leave after that happened because, like, we were walking around the studio and people were like, oh, it's them.
Yeah.
So that hopefully that'll be on tonight. And you'll see why we're sorry if you watch Robot Wars tonight. It wasn't a good look. Like, people you've never met before and doing that to them, terrible. Morning, Chris. In Bolton, he says, I've just looked at your personal Twitters and seen your hero shots for Robot Wars. Ha, 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 ha. I know. Yeah, our hero shots, which they show at the beginning, like, here's the people going into battle. They're on our personal Twitters. Remember, they will look well sexy in slow motion, but not so much in real time. That pose you're doing with those two big spanners, I've seen a film like that before. I can't quite
quite
place it.
I was just channeling a real sexy smoking look.
It's a good look for you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
We're back tomorrow morning from 6:30 on BBC Radio 1. In for Grimmie.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.